The gospel we just heard describes two men in dazzling garments who appeared to the women who came to our Lord's empty tomb. The Bible tells us that these women, upon seeing the empty tomb of our Lord, were terrified. That is the completely natural response of a human being experiencing the presence of God. So these two men say to these women in terror, "He is not here, but he has been raised." The women go and report this to the disciples. And then, if you notice, it is Peter who represents the authority of the church, who runs to the tomb, bends down, and sees only the burial cloths of our Lord. And then the gospel tells us he goes home amazed. Imagine. Peter confirms the resurrection for the church, so that terror becomes amazement. And after 2,000 years of the church confirming the resurrection of Christ, amazement becomes Easter joy. The exalted that I chanted is beautiful in so many ways. It talks about Mother Church rejoicing. But I think in all the years that I've chanted that, these are the most striking to me. O truly necessary sin of Adam, destroyed completely by the death of Christ. O happy fault that earned so great, so glorious a Redeemer. Indeed, sin was necessary. The fault now we call happy, because of the Redeemer we have been given. My dear people, tonight is the night of the resurrection. It is time for Easter joy. We are beginning now 50 days of it, because Jesus Christ is risen. Amen.